Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, I'm sorry about yesterday. I know, Friday. Promised, yeah, we'd be back on Monday. Completely forgot Monday was a holiday. But hey, it's back to work now for all of us. And it's on to a new month as well. Yes, it's September 1st, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes.
And ladies and gentlemen, please proceed outside to your lines for your Amazon packages.
Yes, as of yesterday, Amazon is officially an air carrier, at least in the U.S. That's because the Federal Aviation Administration have granted Amazon Prime Air designation, which allows Amazon to get your packages to you via drones. Now, Amazon really hasn't said when they're going to start rolling this thing full scale yet. Actually, it's going to be basically delivery trials to start with. But what we do know, at least according to the folks at Bloomberg, test sites are about to be set up somewhere in the Northwest. Now, folks in the UK are sitting there saying, we're way ahead of this. We've already had testing going on over here. Though, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure we're quite a few years away still from an actual commercial drone delivery service. Kids nowadays pretty much have their face buried in a tablet or a phone, don't they? And you can't always be aware of what exactly they're looking at. That's why Google's ready to step in and help parents out there to hopefully in some way create a safe environment for them. So, because of this, get ready for some kids modes on some Android tablets. Yep, get ready for kids space on some Android tablets, with Google saying behind this idea of kids space is to help them become explorers of things they love while still giving their parents peace of mind. This kid space mode will showcase things for them to read, play, and even make. And apparently will be tailored to their identities. Oh, identities, you say? Well, apparently that's all based on their character slash avatar. Apparently there's going to be about 400 books, at least in the U.S., to start rolling out with this. That's free in kid space. Plus watch and make tabs for videos like YouTube for kids, and even other multimedia activities that Google says they're going to build upon. Now, the actual first tablet will include this will be the Lenovo Tab. That's the M10 HG Generation 2 model, and that actually should be available sometime next month. TikTok might actually have an actual buyer now. At least this is what CNBC is reporting. They might have actually found a buyer for its U.S. operations. The only thing we do know is the deal actually could be announced as early, well, as today. Apparently, TikTok has been weighing in a joint bid from Microsoft and Walmart. Yes, Walmart. There's actually even been offers from Oracle, too. We did get some hints last week that TikTok talks. Yeah, try saying that three times fast. Look to be on the right path. With even the former CEO Kevin Mayer saying, expect a resolution very soon. And finally, hey, got some malware that you want to get on the Mac? Well, Apple might approve it for you. At least they did this time around. Yeah, those folks over at Shaler Adware, they got it around Cupertino this time. Now, way back in February, Apple actually began notarizing all macOS applications. You know, going through that vetting process, blah, blah, blah. And even software now outside of the Mac App Store needs notarization as well. But apparently some adware kind of slipped around the sensors over there at Apple. All thanks to a college student that actually noticed, hey, there's actually a notarized version of Shaler. And this was all found out by navigating to the homepage of the open source Mac development tool Homebrew. So, going down the rabbit hole, of course, the macOS popped up its standard warning about programs downloaded from the internet, but didn't actually block them from running the program. Whoops. Now, Apple was actually notified this on August 30th, and from what we can tell, Apple is beginning, or at least maybe already, has done something about it. In the meantime, till we get the full confirmation from the folks over there at Apple headquarters, proceed with caution. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN podcasts and check out everything that's going on at the BTN Network. It's also where you can help keep the new show on the air. Yes, without your donations each and every month, this show can simply not exist. So if you love what we do here at the new show, you get something out of it day in and day out, month after month, we could really use your support. So head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscription. For as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. Give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. Come by our Facebook page too at British Tech Network. And while you're jumping from site to site and all around, definitely come by our Slack room for our BTN community. community where there's always fun that's going on at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.